opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer, just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the cube and a link up.
The Wednesday, September 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. You know your boy and your company, Naughty, right up until 6 p.m. And we're going to get over this hump together. Open line Wednesday. So we could you can chime on in on whatever you want to talk about. And when I hit up these headlines in a second, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, I think we got a lot to start with right there. So here's how you chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Family Islands, toll free, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on, for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's get into your trivia. I'm going to make this work around, this school run, this work around, nothing but fun, but I back to school, hey? That traffic is stinky out there right now. Nasty. So, you know, focus, proceed with caution and care. Make sure you're buckled up. Kick back, relax, and I'll get you where you need to be right up until 6 o'clock. All right, here's the trivia that we're working with today. And where do I start? A couple of good options here. Wow. No, I'm not going to ask that question. I asked that one right there. That's going to open up a Pandora's box. I know how you all answer. Straight to the gutter. Straight to the gutter. Straight to the sewer. All right. How about this one right here? Wow. Okay. This is a good one right here. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 40%, all right, 40% said they've been burnt by this in the car. What is it? That's your brain teaser. 40%, 40 out of 100 said they've been burnt by this in their car. What's in your car that burns you? And not a cigarette lighter either. That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, I'm going to work on this. Your headlines. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And boy, I tell you, big headlines in today's Guardian. Yeah, man. And not the ones we want to read. Man, toddler dead in unusual event. Witnesses say landlord was on the attack before death. A landlord and his 22-month-old son are dead after an unusual incident in New Providence that involved the man attacking his tenants in the middle of the night and running from offices when they responded to the scene, police said. According to Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson, around 12:30 a.m. yesterday, officers responded to reports that two men were fighting on Family Street off Soldier Road. Police said one was a tenant who was found in the nude. On their arrival, they met a male who gave them some information and told them that he was being attacked by his landlord. Johnson told reporters at the Criminal Investigation Department yesterday afternoon. When the officers went to the area that he directed them to, they met a male on the inside of his apartment. As they were about to confront him, he barricaded himself into a bedroom. As they were about to breach the bedroom, they heard glass breaking outside. When they went outside, let me get the A7 now. Because this story, man, I've heard 50 million variations of this story. Like, in addition to what I'm breaking down for you now. And when he went to the front of the apartment building, they met the male jumping through a window. The officers attempted to subdue him. They had to chase him a short distance. He jumped a fence and went into a garbage bin. They had to take him out of that garbage bin, and the struggle ensued between the officers and this male as they were making attempts to subdue him. Finally, they were able to arrest him, was placed in handcuffs, and brought back to the yard where EMS was contacted. They were then alerted to another bedroom inside the apartment building. When they went inside the bedroom, they met the body of a male child who was unresponsive. Wow. Johnson said the child was identified by his mother as Anwar Miller. The man was identified as 42-year-old Jermaine Miller by his wife. Wow. I mean, I don't get that whole tragic events, series of tragic events. Obviously, this is more than unusual. There had to be mitigating circumstances to go along with this. And the fact that we lost a father and a son, regardless of the circumstances, you have to look at this situation. Obviously, something was askew that a 22-month-year-old child lost their life. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello?
Yeah, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Oh, I call in the answer to Brain Diesel.
All right, what you got for me?
Seatbelt.
Seatbelt, who's this?
Aaron Rose.
Aaron, you're absolutely right. Hold the line. I'm going to let my producer get all your information, but it's seatbelt.
Yes, sir.
That metal part of that seatbelt, boy, on a hard day you get out in the wrong place, you'll be branded for life. Good stuff,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Good stuff. All right, you got your prizes. You hooked up. Mr. Producer, get all your information from you. And, all right, so we got a winner, folks. It's seatbelt. Now, let me check the text lines. Yes, I see one at 423, seatbelt. You don't have to freak yourself out. And I see one at 422. Ah! So we got to go with 422 on the text line. And we'll go with Aaron on the phone line. So, let me just get this winner. So we got two winners. Quick today, boy. You always on the board today. Good stuff. Now let me get back to the headliners. Botswana presidential visit. Prime Minister Philip Davis shares a moment with the president of Botswana, Dr. Mogwetisi Masisi, and his wife. Now, that's good stuff, man. You got the big visit. I saw the whole motorcade today. Boy, Kermit, it was lavish today, you know. It's all the big vehicles, even ambulance in the back. Like our boy Fatback used to say, Lord bless the dead, big shot diplomat people. Woo, let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello, this is Naughty.
Yeah.
What you talking about today?
Well, I was talking about plenty. I opened the lines today. What you want to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about something, man.
Well, who's this?
I really can't say my name because the government they own for me.
All right.
Anyway, I have a problem. My grandmother was the first, one of the first people that came to this corner 50 years ago, a long time ago. She been knocking, she been speed bumped to this corner, 50 feet. And then my great grandma, after speed bump, everyone after speed bump. I just suck it up, asked all the neighbors some for speed bump, because they gave me the position, they gave all the neighbors some. They said they didn't want to speed bump back, and now they want to speed bump. And that's when the PRP was in opposition. And I got the position from Lance and Martin, but the FNM is in power. The PRP in power, you know. With a bit of speed bump in, no speed bump. Now I went back the other day. I had to get another position to talk to people again. A part of people could say, nah, they're saying, I lied. Saying, I made a promise, I ain't 4% nothing. The problem is, I suppose I don't like make things, promises.
But my brother, you know that on the campaign trail, politician mouth will say anything.
No, that's why I want to put them on the blast. I sick and tired of the CIP and them talking about the foolishness. Because this week, if I get a run for this constituency, I'm tired.
So you ready to run as independent?
Yeah, I'm ready to run. Because right now, I am sick and tired of this. And it's like, the only one but the foreigners. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Letting they go.
And you said that's in the Grove, right?
They're not warm, but the behemoths, them.
Where's that? You said that.
It's like we don't, Anglican.
Anglican. All right, so then that's Miss Hannah Martin, right?
Yeah, I put on a blast. I died. Then she come to me and I'm talking about, she had a dream. What the foolishness this is?
All right.
Okay, if you want to do something, do it.
All right.
Every street got a speed bump except the speed bump. And then motherfucker corner, check that speed bump. By the prison board.
Right, so if they're going to give her corner speed bumps, then you need to... But see, remember now, you got the governor general in your constituency. You need to lobby to her.
I won't put them on blast. Look here, I can't go back to the people again saying, just y'all do this again for me first. Come in. I'm going to... I is lying. I don't be called a liar. I won't put them on blast to say, a promise is comfortable full. These... And people then need to stop voting your CIP and having them in the power.
And remember that the next time you go to vote, all right, caller? No. All right, remember your words next time you go to vote. But of course, we will address that issue. Speed bumps that were promised in Anglican are still not there. Ms. Hanamad, you know you and I are friends. You're a friend, right? So it's not a problem. I will reach out to you and, you know, we'll have a little conversation on this, all right? Because some of your constituents. And they patients running thin on them speed bumps. Boy, that's a good one right here, boy. I like this. We can get to this in the buzz. Let me just finish off the headlines. Boy dies from dengue, officials say. A 9-year-old boy died from dengue fever, according to Chief Medical Officer Dr. Pearl McMillan. He presented with a viral type illness but did not continue with the care that was provided and unfortunately succumbed to the illness. Very sad situation there. And dengue's still out there. COVID's still out there. Continue to sanitize people. Continue to take the little precautions. AWAC acts facing solvency scrutiny by SCB. And this one been making the rounds all day. Strong support for Bahamians being allowed to gamble in casinos. Let me know what you think. Do you think we should be allowed to gamble in casinos? Yes or no? That's what I want to know. All right? We'll get into that. And we'll get into some other things on the flip side of the break as I get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. That's a wrap on your headlines, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. After the first break we go, flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All coming up in the first hour right here as Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
It's back to school season again. Send your kids off with everything they need, from books, uniforms, to school supplies, all with a Fidelity personal loan. Apply today for a chance to win amazing back to school prizes. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan,
dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan,
Island Game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan,
from the friends you can trust.
It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at
Percy's Island Game. Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, September 13th edition of Talking Heads. Time to get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you that they are now the official distributor, all right, for Chef Work Chefwear, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef's pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary Tools that make for a better all-around chef. All of this available for you at John's Careware, Rosetta Street, and Carmichael. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, as we get into the buzz, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN? What you buzzing on today, brother?
Well, like happy you mentioned it, and I'm happy. Let me take this from the top, because you get a lot of extra smart, intelligent people out there who just knee-jerk their answers and stuff, and they don't understand what's going on. You say it's an open line today, right?
Yeah, man.
Good. Let me stay germane to the topic. You mentioned before the break that something about casinos, right?
Yeah, we should be, as Bahamians, we should be allowed to gamble in casinos.
Okay, good. My sentiments exactly. Because the show prior to this, that is what I called and I did. I stayed focused on the topic, and then I gave some ideas to Purdy.
Right.
That I'm not saying that some of the chronic callers are not intelligent and they don't speak whatever, you know, intelligently, you know. But I told Purdy, you can't have them talking for half hour, and you got the same people who say they rather listen to that damn callers for 8 minutes rather than 30 seconds, but someone who's speaking on the topic. Because they trying to get their text read, and they trying to call in.
Right.
But they rather listen to someone who talking for half an hour. It don't make no sense. I see, let me tell you the difference between people like me on the ground and people like those intelligent callers. When they speak, they be making a lot of sense, you know. But they speaking futuristic. See, nobody never stopped to listen to them, you know. They talking about artificial intelligence, and this and that, and data links, and all kind of things, and all them fancy things, and 50 people getting together to do a $250 Airbnb. That BS ain't gonna happen. Yes, it sounds intelligent. It may be intelligent.
But why you say it can't happen? We can't get a co-op of 50 behaviors to come together, buy an Airbnb property, and make it happen? You don't think so?
They're not gonna happen in the Bahamas. You tell me, naughty, being on the ground now.
Let me put it to you like this. I think we have the potential make it happen. I with you in the sentiment of, I don't know about the follow through to make it happen.
It ain't going to happen. The Haymans, first of all, we got to go through a whole learning experience again. And Graham, same way, Graham is intelligent. But when you coming on the lines and want to stay there long and talking about you gonna fix the economy in 2 weeks, come on, my baby.
All right, but see, now you kind of know guilty, GNN, or would you, you know, charging these other chronic callers for, because you say people can talk about casinos.
Well, that's what I said but in the last show. I said,
well, you share your ideas with Purdy, not share them with me. We get to the point about the chronic callers, but I want to know about this casino, because that's important to me. I want to know.
I'll say it again, then. What I said to Purdy was that if as long as a law that is made by Parliament contravenes the Constitution of the Bahamas. In this case, the discrimination law.
If they're serious about Bahamians who want to go in that casino, they'll remove the law like they could do on plenty other things that are holding us back after 50 years.
That law is automatically null and void because it contravenes indirect contravention of the Constitution.
Thank
but like
you.
I told Freddy, the reason why we don't challenge it in the Bahamas is because legal matters and the poor people expense it. That's why I'm aiming, because I'll go into casino
right.
tomorrow.
But I'll tell you something. But let me tell you something now. I think we should be allowed to gamble in our own casinos. If we can work in our casinos, we should be able to gamble in our own casinos. No.
We are allowed.
GNN, I get the point you're making, but we can't, if you know what I mean. Let's make a new slide in there tomorrow and go buy some chips and go sit down at a table at Atlantis or Bahama and see how fast they'll snatch you and me up out of
here. Yes, of course, that is going to happen.
So
that's why
I'm saying, though, it is important, though, we should not be second-class citizens in our own country. We've distributed the maturity enough to go to nightclubs and restaurants and so on and so forth. Then we should be allowed to gamble in casinos. We should also be a part of the process, like in Vegas, because when I work comedy shows in Vegas, me and the comedians come off stage, we could go gamble. I've watched dealers get up from the table in Vegas and take their break playing slots in the same casino.
That's the part what Bahamians are afraid of, because I'll go tomorrow. But I ain't gonna get locked up, because that's what can happen.
But at the end of the day, not only should we be allowed to be in the casinos gambling in addition to working, Bahamians should be allowed, like in Vegas, if we're gonna allow Bahamians in casinos, and there's this whole big, boogeyman issue about Bahamians in casinos, then allow Bahamians to open up slot rooms, poker halls, blackjack parlors like they have in Vegas, still pay the taxes, still pay the licensing fees, and let them be a part of the game. And then you can have Bahamians allowed to gamble. And then if you want to keep the casino swanky, but we should be allowed to. We should not be second-class citizens in our own country.
Well, Bahamians just gamble all over their country. But I don't want to stay too long.
But I got a couple other calls. But I appreciate you as always, Jen, and good stuff, man. Be safe.
Yeah, man.
All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, what's going on, C. Allen?
Yes, let me just, see the caller's indirectly referring to me, because let me explain to you something. I spoke for 8 minutes, and I verified it, actually 9.
Well, heck, you didn't call and contributed on my show and spoke for 30, 40. What's the problem?
No, let me cure his arrogance of ignorance. I spoke for 9 minutes, and because you don't comprehend how it could be done, don't mean it's impossible. And for he talking about the future is now. Everything I spoke of isn't going to happen. It is happening outside his arena, around the world. There is a window on his phone called the internet that can cure his ignorance about what is possible. Now, let me make a point where he run on about this constitutional thing and people who may be mistaken. There is no constitutional discrimination in gaming or marriage, because the Constitution gives consent for the discrimination. It does not give consent in gaming for discrimination against Bahamians. It gives consent for discrimination against residents. See, if they just read the law and read the Constitution, they don't have to give an uninformed opinion. The gaming law prohibits residents, Bahamians, illegals and legal residents from gambling in a casino if you reside in the Bahamas for 6 months or more in any 12-year period, the 12-month period. Of the Bahamian that doesn't live here, full-bred Bahamian that live in PCI could come here and gamble in the casino because they are not ordinarily resident in the Bahamas. The law also says the minister can give consent. No changing of the law. The minister only need to speak it into existence as a policy change. Okay? So what I'm simply saying is we've been screaming, give me the orange, give me the orange, when we're really talking about grapes. That's the problem. If you want orange, ask for orange. Okay? That's where, and so when I call to inform and educate and edify Bahamians, not with my opinion, with verified fact. And I'm open for open debates with anyone who don't bring no stick to no gunfight, and don't bring it to no intellectual gunfight. But when you talk about the whole concept, if a Bahamian wants, if 50 Bahamians get together, ask economists. Don't ask him. Ask the Minister of Foreign Tourism and Other Investments, and you could just crunch the numbers. if it costs $100,000 to build a bed and breakfast, but you do like they do in TCI, and this, I say move the bar up to $200,000 to $250,000. So if 50 people get together and put $5,000 each, build that bed and breakfast to move it into the $200, $300 a day routine. And the quality of that bed and breakfast is what will bring your occupancy up. And so now you put down $250,000 on the table. But guess what? Even if you just have it for the fifteen hundred dollars a week even at 70% occupancy, you make $54,000 a year, right? And then you could add things like cleaning fee and energy fee and all those things that the government do. I'm simply saying is that it's not impossible. What my argument for was on Pearlie's show, on Lang's show that Pearlie was hosting, was that financing, where behemoths go to the banks and everything, and they require them all these other different rigmarole, is for us to digitize and tokenize the community and change the law to allow behemoths to get 50 people outside of the Bahamas to finance, to come together and finance their project. And when they make that 50, 60, 70,000 a year, you could pay those people some interest and eventually own the bed and breakfast exclusively as yours. So we don't have to go to the bank. We don't have to go anything. Because in case you don't know, FTX was a platform for tokenization and all these other cryptocurrencies, these people chasing this fantasy called cryptocurrency, when the power is not cryptocurrency, the fraudulent part of the blockchain, it is the other trillions of dollars that would happen. They just need to Google this. Tokenization will be a multi-trillion dollar economy within the next 3 to 5 years. And the question is, are we going to stand in line waiting for banks to give us a loan, or are we going to digitize and tokenize the economy? Get somebody from OXY or whatever else that's located in the Bahamas to tell me this impossible. But don't tell me someone who don't know what blockchain is, what tokenization is, what digitalization is, what digitization is, what digital transformation is, what computers are, what the internet is, and other different things. Not the use of them, the infrastructural basis for their existence, to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. That's like telling Dwayne Sands that you read the internet about ventricular science and he don't know what he's talking about, a heart surgery. Thank you so much.
All right, see, I don't always appreciate your time, man. Good stuff as always. Boy, Mr. Producer, what I mess, boy. I sound like I was setting it off in Pearlie's show. Pearlie coming in at 5 o'clock, so you know, I can talk to the horse. You know? Naughty, please investigate how many contractors are owed money by this government for the work that has already been completed. They are spending monies partying, entertaining, and traveling, but not paying the bills. Wow. That's kind of, you know, I can't tell you where to lie, Texter. I've heard some rumblings to that effect. But then again, you know, sometimes you got to consider the source and so on and so forth. But I will give it a second look. I'll revisit it. Because obviously, if contractors have done work, then they need to be paid. And not have to chase a check. But what else y'all buzzing on? Me, I was buzzing on the whole casino thing. I can't tell you a word of that. I'm so tired of us being, you know, displaced in our own country. I think, you know, responsible behavior should be allowed to gamble in casinos. Or if this is, like I say, if it's the big boogeyman issue of Bahamians in the casino, then give us our own over the bridge where Bahamians could buy in and own and become part of the process, pay taxes, pay licensing fees, and have a piece of the pie. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, just me again.
All right.
Something. The government sound like the white boys from before Burma Road. I really wish.
Are you crying for the UBP? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
That's what they can on. It's like the there's what you call it? It's kind of like the slave masters or those niggas. That's what they can right now.
All right, I got you. You fired up, Carla. But I tell you, listen, you've gone, you've taken the steps, you've got no satisfaction from your MP. I would write a letter to the Governor General. She's from that community. See if she can intervene. and ask for some speed bumps to be put in there. Because there's several other neighborhoods that I'm hearing the same thing from. Speed bumps and drains were promised on the campaign trail and they've failed to be delivered. So, there's a lot of babies going through that. I would tell you to continue to agitate. But at the same time, too, you need to do it diplomatically. You don't want to burn any bridges in the process. You don't want to cut off your nose in spite of your face. Because you still want your speed bumps and you still want your drains, right? Okay. My good friend Tommy Stubbs, I tell you, boy, Tommy will hit me on the air, and he know I talking, and he know I doing things, and boom. Yes, I will be there, Thomas, with bells on, with buttons and bells on. Oh, Lord. Okay. Oh, wow. Awesome. Great news. My phone is blowing up. I don't know why people like to just blow me up, but they know I'm in the middle of a conversation. Naughty, I'm wondering how many of these unions who signed agreements with the government were paid. I believe this will blow up in the PLP's faces when these unions start fighting for their monies. Back to the phone lines we go. You know how the unions go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, this is me from Clark from St. Petersburg again. Man, you know I'm talking about, you know that situation with that police beating on that young boy?
Oh, St. Pete, man. Don't tell me that video hit all the way over there in Florida.
Man, heck yeah. Hey, look here. That stuff been going on years ago. The only thing different now is everybody get cameras. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing that, man. You know? I showed some friends that video, man, and they said, man, that's really, they said, they thought that only happened in America. I said, man, y'all better wake up and smell the coffee, man. Remember back in the days where, like, man, I used to work to the Cable Beach Hotel. Coming back home, I was, you know, I live in Sea Breeze. I was walking home, man, to see how they pull up on me. I said, where I'm going. I said, I'm going home.
Yep. I mean, but back in the day, oh, we lost St. Petersburg, man. I appreciate you calling in from St. Pete, though. Listen, it's one thing when you're an adult walking on from the club and they checking you. And I get you, sometimes you want to go through that situation. And you could be an innocent as the day is long walking home. But at that time of the night, at that time of the morning, you know they might want to inquire. Broad daylight, walking to the bus. Not acting the fool like some of the other ones coming out of school doing, stabbing each other up. Why don't step to the ones who stabbing each other up and drape them up and prevent them from stabbing each other? But here comes the quiet kid walking with his sister saying, I'm on the way home, and he gets snatched up. Still don't get that. Still don't get it. All right. Oh, my goodness. The information Pope Critical Thinker brings two messages in one day. You're going to have to pass the offering tray again. Don't bring a stick to a gunfight. See, Alan hung up, and he's still in my head talking. Maybe that and the other listeners are experiencing the same, and it feels... Listen, I could get your point. Maybe you feel like, oh, he talked too long. Valid points were made, though. And anytime I have anybody contributing, because like I say on this show, we are all talking heads. So your contributions, I want. They're valued. Sometimes they're a 5 to 8 minute variety. Sometimes they're the 30-second variety. Sometimes they're the Sparky variety and the Anton variety. But that's what make this thing go. So we got to agree to disagree on some things, and we got to agree to get along on some other things. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And if you want to contribute to this show, you have a platform. Now, whether you agree with each other or like each other, that's fine. That don't come before me. I just want to hear the good ideas and the positive ideas to get this country forward where it needs to be and get us out of the mud spin that we've been spinning our wheels in the mud for the last 50 years. So to me, all contributions are good. Whether they're the short variety, whether they're the long variety, if they have information that is vital to making this country better and helping Bahamians, then we'll address it. Now, as far as your sarcastic text, I have my comedian hat on. I am laughing my behind off. The information past the offering tray. What did Purdy set off today? Anyhow, let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Talking Heads? All right. Step out of the tunnel and call me back. I'm looking at the time, Mr. Producer. We got to take that break and get to the news, right? So we're going to take that second break and get the commercials in, and then we're going to get to the news, all right? And don't forget, man, all right, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building, and we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Now, if I got any sports contributors that want to go at it like the GNN and C. Allen did in this hour, well, let's bring it. It's Wednesday. We get over the hump. Let's get it on. All in the 5 o'clock hour as the Wednesday, September 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
You are in the world. Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US$2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan,
dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan,
Island Game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan,
from the friends you can trust.
If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The Wednesday, September 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And, of course, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. Down the home stretch, we come right up until 6. You are truly naughty along with Earl the Pearl back in studio with me for the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. We're talking sports. And we're talking sports.
And all sports.
Mr. Producer, can you turn on Pearly's mic, please? You think all these shows he'd be hosting and thing, he'd know how to set up his own mic at this stage.
I apologize. I should have.
He's still a rookie. Still a rookie in some areas.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You see,
but
you see,
I can still get Rookie of the Year, though.
Yeah, you can get Rookie of the Year, but you still got to carry me and Kermie back to the bus.
That's all right.
That's how I go.
Only for one short moment.
One more short moment. You'll be good.
Yeah, no problem.
And with me on the road, you got to get us food, too. You know how I go.
Listen, we just ain't getting in no high-end restaurant. You know,
you ain't eating stew fish, I tell you that much. Anyway.
Somebody called me today. Say, you get a naughty show. Why naughty? Don't worry. Tell me what's wrong with him. I say, nothing wrong with naughty.
But what
no,
is the fixation? No, but what is the fixation with these callers?
They just care about you, man.
I appreciate the care, but what is it, some correlation to what poisoned me to play in a number or some sort of other thing
I
like
don't
that?
Know. People I, just, you know, that's what know, you know, that's what make sure they don't do what you did.
All I'm saying is...
I think they're hoping to say you had Barry so they can say Barracuda get you like that.
That's no, right. But I ain't dumb like Barry. I don't eat Barry.
Okay.
I'll tell you the fish that got me if you really want to know the fish.
I really don't. I personally you know. I.
It was stewed turbot. That's why I was all over it.
Oh, turbot. But turbot is good fish, man.
Boy, turbot is great fish for stew, boy.
That's what I'm getting in Inagua. Good Inagua. There's only the broad shot of turbot.
I had turbot. I had slurbot.
But that wasn't real turbot.
No, listen, Pearly. It was turbot.
It just was in the fridge long.
Ah, that turbot probably was caught pre-pandemic.
That might have been pre-pandemic turbot.
That's a COVID turbot. Boy, I tell you. But let me tell you.
Man, I go to Inagua, that's all we eat is turbot.
Turbot? I mean, when I saw stew turbot.
I mean, they're the easiest fish to catch.
But Pearly, when I saw stew turbot, that jump out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I remember as a little boy. Watching my grandpa, Cam Thompson, eat that stew turbot with the white rice and the avocado pear and the goat pepper.
My first trip to Inagua, back in 76, when I went for Father James Palacios ordination, they took me out fishing. And I catch them, and I was so proud of all these fish I catch. They tell me he's catching turbot, man, that's the easiest fish to catch. But Lord, what we had to eat that night was on point.
I tell you.
And breakfast the next morning was even more on point.
I tell you, and ain't nothing like a good stew fish, boy.
Well, especially in Inagua.
I got booby trap.
Best kept secret in Bahamas.
I can remember you eat yours with plenty pepper.
Yeah.
My grandpa.
Well, I was drinking, so I had plenty pepper.
I could take X amount of pepper, but my grandpa.
It wasn't loaded like my daughter, like how they eat pepper. No, it wasn't loaded like that.
Pa used to take the red pepper and the goat pepper, mash it down, put it into the tears. He used to be coming down and be begging, boy, that's good eating right there. No, that's good eating.
I wasn't that bad. Because other areas of my body would be hurting later too. So, no, I
watched him eat one souse one Sunday morning. He turned, but four different shade of red, then purple, then come back to normal.
But then he was good. All he paws open, he was breathing good, everything. Yeah, I know.
I tell you.
My grandpa, Josie Nixon, was the same way.
And to tell you the truth, since we're talking sports and we're watching football, and it's like Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday is the routine. And obviously, you know, libations are in effect.
Of course.
One of the best ways to get over that next day hangover is if you find the right sauce. It could be whatever brand of sauce you want. Plenty pepper.
Plenty pepper. Sour pepper, yeah.
And then if you use the John Daly theory, John Daly the golfer, you saw him on the golf course the other day?
No, I missed him.
Barefoot, Bermuda shorts, polo shirt.
I heard about it.
Steps up, bare down like Santa Claus, cigarette in his mouth, rips like a 450-yard tee shot.
He probably had the longest drive ever.
And then he went, John, you're hungover. What's the secret? And he opens up the cooler on the cart and it's all the liquor. Just keep drinking what you was drinking the night before. Rewind and repeat. Next hole, baby. So everybody got their ways, but I'm still glad just to see John Daly doing his thing, man. I think we've embraced John as the party golfer and we accept him for who he is. But I think there was a period of time there that if he would have applied himself, he could have been one of the very best.
He just had no short game.
Boy, but he had a long game out of this world.
No short game. He had a long game. He drive the ball right to the tee for a par four.
And then use the par four. He hit it on the hole in one and spent three to try to get the putt in or over putt.
Just the par of the hole, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, man. So what's happening? What's going on in history, man?
Today in sports, we're going to get to that right now.
It's going to be something about the Dodgers. I know that.
You just listen to that every day because you just got this blind, we won the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, we put on San Diego last night. I had to spank them up a little bit, teach them some respect.
Wow, you picked a day-to-day, Pearly. Dear God. Here's what happened on September 13th in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, it's Wednesday, happy hour 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. Be sure to check them out, all right? Great highballs, great food specials going on. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. On this day, 1849, in Hastings, New York, the first recorded death in a boxing match occurred as Chris Lilly knocked out Tom McCoy. McCoy died a short time later. 1923, George Burns, not the comedian.
Okay.
The Boston Red Sox performed the third unassisted triple play in baseball history. 1932, Joe McCarthy became the first manager to win pennants in both baseball leagues when his New York Yankees clinched the American League pennant. 1946, Ted Williams of the Boston Red Sox hit his only inside-the-park home run of his career. 1949, the Ladies Professional Golf Association of America was formed.
LPGA.
1965, Willie Mays became the fifth player in Major League Baseball history to hit 500 career home runs.
Say hey, kid.
There you go. I think the greatest catch ever in the history of baseball is that over the show, the catch in the Polo Grounds.
Yes, yes.
Was it the Polo Grounds where he made that catch? Or was it Ebbets Field?
I can't remember. It might have been the Polo Grounds. I have to look that up.
But I'll tell you, it's one huge outfield. And listen, Willie Mays, thing of beauty, over the shoulder.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And then to make the catch and make the throw in.
That was beautiful. People still talk about that.
One of the greatest players ever, bro.
People talk about that, but 80 years later.
1970, the first New York City Marathon took place. Fireman Gary Merchek won the race. The race was run entirely inside Central Park. 1971, the World Hockey Association was formed. Also in 71, Frank Robinson of the Orioles, Baltimore Orioles, hit his 500th career home run. 1981, John McEnroe won his third consecutive U.S. Open. The bad boy of tennis. I don't think we have ever seen another bad boy like McEnroe.
No, we won't. No, we won't.
And he used to do them refs right in.
He was rough. The brat. They used to call him the brat.
But he was bad, though.
Yeah, he was a good player, too. And look at him now. He's one of the most respected tennis.
Tennis announcers all demure in the booth and all cool and stuff.
If you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, wow.
I look at him now and I'm like, that's not the McEnroe I know.
Dude, we knew what you did.
Burt Blyleven in 1986. Burt Blyleven, Minnesota Twins, surrendered 5 home runs. The game raised Blyleven's total of 44 for the year, setting an American League record. 1989, Faye Vincent was named Commissioner of Major League Baseball, succeeding the late A. Bartlett Giamatti.
Now, Faye Vincent died, right?
Yeah, he passed since then.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
1996, Alex Rodriguez of the Mariners hit a team record, set a team record when he became the first player for the Mariners to reach 200 hits in a season. Then Ichiro made that, standard operating procedure after that.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
When he joined the Mariners.
And then the Rangers offered him some money that we thought was outrageous at the time.
But I'll be honest with you, though. Alex got stupid money at the time from Texas, but Ichiro, when he got to Seattle, he had already paid a ton of years in Japan.
Yeah.
And then paid a ton of years after that in the American League.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Ichiro, you gotta give him credit, man.
That,
heck of a baseball player.
Hit.
Charlie O'Brien of the Toronto Blue Jays, 1996, became the first catcher in Major League Baseball history to wear a hockey goalie-like catcher's mask. The game was against the New York Yankees. I think he introduced that kind of mask.
That's
almost
standard procedure now. Standard gear.
1996, John Wetland of the Yankees became the second Yankee to record 40 or more saves in a season. 2002, Mike Vernon retired after a 19-year career as a player in the NHL. And finally, in 2003, on this day in Oakland, California, Frank Francisco of the Rangers, a relief pitcher, threw a chair into the right field box seats. Two spectators were hit in the head. The game was delayed for 19 minutes. The A's won the game 7-6 in the 10th inning. And I don't think we've heard from Frank Francisco ever since that day in 2003.
Real. He got sent home.
Kind of like your boy from the Dodgers.
Ooh.
Got rid of his locker, got rid of everything, scrubbed the social media.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's kind of sad that he did all of that.
Hey, Naughty, I hope you didn't have any of them Dodger dogs that Pearly talks about, man. Number one, they're definitely horrible. And number two, that's probably what gave you the food poisoning prior to the turbot. Or maybe the turbot ate one of them Dodger dogs.
Jeff.
Man, you know Jeff well.
Jeff.
You know Jeff well.
You really need to behave yourself, bro. I can see you in another place soon. I can be with you.
All right. So let's look at the local scene, Pearly, as we exit. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We get into the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And Guyana drops the Bahamas 3-2. Wood Jones scores both of the goals. He was on the show. We had a conversation with him. It was a good game. Very good game. 3-2, we went down, though.
6-1 to Puerto Rico, 3-2 to Guyana. Are we out or we still got a chance?
We still got some more games to play.
Okay.
Excuse me. BOC election set for this Saturday. And
who's running?
The BOC elections is set for Saturday at 7 p.m. inside the Paul Farquharson building, Royal Bahamas Police Headquarters. Romel Knowles is once again running for president, and his running mate Darren Donaldson once again contests the secretary general position. Both are running unopposed. Dorian Roach is also running unopposed, contesting the treasurer's position.
Okay.
Jennifer Isaac Dotson, Catherine Ramsing Pierre, and Aria Wood Knowles are running for the assistant secretary general's position. Isaac Dotson, Adam Warhouse, and Vincent Strawn will contest the assistant treasurer's position.
Aria is a sock girl, so, you know.
The position for vice president are always the most hotly contested at the BOC elections, and this year is no different. Running for six positions are Gina Rowe from golf, Robert Butler from taekwondo, Tramigo Archer from athletics, Brian Clare and Moses Johnson from basketball, Joseph Smith from volleyball, Algernon Cargo from swimming, Theodore Sweeting and Shane Aubrey from baseball, Carl Hepburn from gymnastics, Ramsing Pierre from equestrian, and Sean Bastian from basketball.
I mean, that's a good cross-section of associations that are trying to become vice presidents.
It's continued. Let me see if I didn't miss anybody. It was continued on 11. And Clarence Rowe from wrestling, Laurie Roach from triathlon, Roy Colebrook from cycling, Vincent Strawn from boxing, and Darcy Ramming from judo.
It's almost like every association put somebody up. How many vice president spots, you know?
But I know, but we got a call. I know that much. Let's go to
the phone. Caller.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon. Honey. This is Pat.
Hey, how are you?
I spoke with Bernie earlier, but what I want to ask you guys in reference to sports, what is the, could you update me on the situation with Kai Jones?
Kai Jones? Well, his
With them drawing the comparison almost between him and Ja. Morant, is there any truth to that?
I'll tell you one thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing play out on social media with both Ja Morant and Kai Jones,
right?
Immaturity issues.
Yeah, but someone needs to rein him in. And
they, but you know, I made my kids hung out this weekend, and I made a reference to my son. Said, "Daddy, nothing new. He's been doing stuff like that for the longest."
And apparently, those are the kind of videos he puts out. And
yeah.
Very hype, very high strung, very crazy.
And they say nothing wrong with him. That's just what he does.
And obviously, if there was a problem with substance abuse, he pays for the Charlotte Hornets at some point.
Yeah,
they're gonna intervene and say, "Well, go take some tests. Let's see where you at."
But, you know, I don't want him, you know, he's doing, you know, I don't want him to, you know, it might have been fun in games before, but now this is his life, you know, and he has to rein whatever, you know, whatever impression, you know, deal with that fun time.
He made a statement today, though, and it was released by his publicist, and he made a statement. He said, "I don't know why everybody's concerned. I'm not on drugs. I'm not intoxicated. I'm just wilding out, having a good time in my home."
Well, that's great. Thank God. But you know, another thing, a quick, in reference to Klay Thompson, you know, having the desire to play with the team going forward in the Olympics. And, you know, could you break that down for me, you guys, in reference to how it goes with the Olympic teams advancing in reference to the team that play that we have now that's in place? And you have persons want to come. How does it do with, how does it work?
Well, we have a team in place, and obviously if we have Bahamians or players of Bahamian extraction that have made it to the next level, i.e. the NBA or playing in the EuroLeague or so on and so forth, and they have a desire to come back home and play, they can play for the national team. That's how we got Eric Gordon from the Phoenix Suns to play alongside DeAndre Ayton and Buddy in the last go-round because Eric's mom is a Bahamian.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, would they have to drop one of the
I'm getting to that point now. Those were of Bahamian extraction. Now you have somebody like Klay Thompson who's played for the United States basketball team before. He has to be released by Team USA Basketball in order for him to take up a spot and play on a Bahamian national team.
Okay, all right, great. Thanks for the info, okay? Have a good day.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Good stuff. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to that first break, man. Let's get that first break out of the way. Flip side of the break. We'll get into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we got lots to talk about. And before I get to the break, all right. Naughty, please read my texts. I'm sure others in PRPs may feel the same about Sea Island's future in politics. All right, you really hot about this text. All right, I can read this one. We can go to the break. And all because Pearly caused this when he was filling in earlier. Did you cause this, you know?
How I caused this?
I got to blame somebody. That's cool?
That's fine.
Okay, good.
They none of them can beat me. So
all right, Texas, since you're passionate about this. I know C. Allen says he subscribes to the PLP philosophy, but I think he could still be an asset in the FNM leadership. He won't be the first PLP there. If he joins the FNM, I and all my family will follow him for the next election as we need better in country and our PLP party. For us to go COI, he would have to be the leader. Saying what can be and not displaying or saying how it is envisioned. C. Allen says how to do them, proves how to do them, and asks to be challenged. All right. I think we got that covered. I think we got it out the way. And I want to thank, you know, the GNN and C. Allen in the first hour for chiming in and making it provocative. And we'll do it again tomorrow between 4 and 5. But when we come back off this break, we talking sports, darn it. Thank you.
Dodgers won.
It doesn't matter.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bow, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
For many people, a breast cancer diagnosis can feel like a battle they're facing alone. But we're all in this together, because breast cancer patients are our mothers, sisters, daughters, our friends. Women need to be assured that they have access to the screening they need and the support they deserve, because every woman matters. Every story is powerful. Every voice makes a difference. Join Guardian Media Group as we pink up the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Show your support. Place your ad. Give your story, your voice in the Nassau Guardian, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, or Hot 91. For more information, contact your account executive or call 302-2300. Join Guardian Media as we motivate our community by supporting a powerful cause and raising awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home, or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, September 13th edition of Talking Heads. And of course, you know, we're into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And boy, I tell you, Pearly, who's in and who's out?
Brandon Cook is out.
Brandon Cook is now out. Knee injury.
How bad?
They're monitoring it. They don't think it's anything to be concerned about long term. Might just be a little issue, first game issue. You know what I mean? Little bumps and bruises.
He got drilled.
He did get drilled.
He got annihilated.
Held the ball. Did what he's supposed to do.
He's almost planted deep in the ground.
So when they, I think he's going through walkthroughs today. I think if he had to play this weekend, it was an important game.
You don't think
he'd play?
The Jets are an important game.
No, it's a regular season game, Pearly. I'm saying if this was like playoff ramifications, but with another 16 games to go in the season,
yeah, you got
it. There's a possibility he may sit this week coming up, but I don't think it's a injury that warrants concern of injured reserve, missing time like that, or surgery.
I see Max Scherzer from the Rangers can be shut down for the rest of the year.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I know the Rangers still in contention, but
the same thing that hurt us when he pitched for us, that get a rubber arm at the end of the season, pitching too many innings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what happened. He got some stress in his arm.
I don't know. I'm looking around, though.
You know, I had a really good birthday yesterday, Freddie Freeman.
Oh, he did? What did he do on his birthday?
4-5 and a home run and a double.
Speaking of birthdays, you know whose birthday is tomorrow? Statboy.
Statboy is tomorrow?
Statboy is tomorrow.
What is it, 16 tomorrow?
The big 16. The big 1-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Statboy just reached out like, when you going to turn 16, I just bring you home from the hospital.
So now you can bring your house home and you can't say nothing.
And you've been, anyway.
You anyway, you're talking about
him. Exactly. Freddie is his uncle, you know. He's just like that.
Don't fall far.
That phone would be ting-a-ling-a-ling.
That boy's 16. Wow.
Yes, boy. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, man. That's cool. He got to come on the show one day. Let's see.
Well, you know, we try to work it out now. Busy, though. They got baseball coming up, and now with Jazz League going from September 23rd straight through till December. They'll be playing in that.
Jazz League is be here now, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he, you know, doing well in school with IceBet and doing the coding and all that kind of stuff. So his hands busy, but he's made a commitment to come back. So on Fridays, you'll be hearing from Statboy.
Is he creating apps?
I don't know what he creates.
Yeah, talk to him. He can create an app.
He probably could.
You know, how to figure. Anyway, you know, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That special kind of app, you know?
Yeah.
Us single guys.
You know, his mommy just listened to this show, right?
That's why I say us single guys.
Yeah, you're all too talk about that. I'm going to know about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have plausible deny. I mean,
plausible
deniability. Yeah, that's me. I know nothing. Jets won't pursue Kaepernick.
You know, I didn't even think they would.
You know, we got to talk about this, Brady. What did Colin Kaepernick really do?
It got to be something more than just taking a knee.
To be, and I hate using this word blacklisted, but to be blacklisted in the NFL?
Something is more than him just taking a knee. It's more than that.
It's got to be. Oh, and it's got to be that if Goodell got it in for you, he's that guy. Because, I mean, if he got a chance to nail Jerry Jones right now, as much as he and Jerry don't like each other, he will. What do you think happened with Ezekiel Elliott? And not suspension for 6 games a couple years back.
Yeah.
It's garbage. Goodell needs to be replaced in the NFL.
Similar to what the late guy did to the Lakers. I don't even call his name.
David the Devil Stern. I'll call his name.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And I think that makes it bad for pro sports when you have a commissioner that goes rogue from time to time.
Yeah.
We knew that David Stern did it his way in the NBA.
Yeah, that's something we're used to.
He had his plan for globalization, so on and so forth. We get that. But I can say there were some things that David Stern did do that benefited the game of basketball.
Isn't there some things that Goodell does benefiting football? Isn't football growing under him?
This was growing from Pete Rozelle was taking off.
So anybody there would have been growing.
Pete Rozelle planted the seeds, and this is the
But isn't it Goodell's plan to take it overseas and all the games in Europe?
Yeah, it's Goodell's plan, but I mean, look at Goodell. I think another commissioner would sell it a lot better than Goodell.
Okay.
All right.
But then who are you going to boo if he changed the commissioners?
You slowly go down the list. There are more and more owners having issues with Goodell.
Well, then it's supporting
Goodell. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasant good afternoon, Nori and Purdy. How you all
doing? Hey, Sparky, what's good, man? We talking sports. What's going on, man?
Maybe I know this after 5. I know what's going on. I heard you wasn't feeling good. You're going to eat something you ain't supposed to eat or something.
Last week I had some food poisoning, man. I ate some stew turbot and it booby-trapped me.
Stew turbot?
Yes, sir.
Man, I remember one time the government fella named Dougie turned Chris down by the hideout on Mount Royal Avenue. He used to boil the crawfish heads and things and take the turbot and put it in the water. And he used to sell it as crawfish salad.
Wow.
He used to mince the turbot
in with the crawfish.
And no, you boil the turbot in the crawfish water.
Dougie still alive?
I don't know, you know. Last time I heard
you Dougie. You talking about he come look for you.
He had a stroke or something. Or okay. He was with a walker like myself.
Mm-hmm. So how you feel it?
Let me ask you something, Naughty. What
What the Pittsburgh Steelers did to the 49ers, man? We do them something, eh?
You all showed up on the field. That's what you all did. You all showed up.
They come in half. That was in Pittsburgh, right?
Was it in Pittsburgh? No. Yeah, it was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because we had on our home colors.
But I was trying to find out
what we do to them fellas.
You know, let me tell you what you're
going to
do.
That's our first game in our home stadium. I almost fall asleep. I almost fall asleep watching my game play like we walk to Camp Road and we're supposed to be in Camp Road.
Exactly. You're walking in the mouth hard. You had a young quarterback that looked promising last year. You had a wide receiver that looked promising. You know, thought that was going to spill over into this year, and understanding you don't have a complete team yet. You're still a player.
And the fellow wearing the hamburger man, number 8.
Yeah, he can get there.
They're supposed to retire that number 8, man. They ain't supposed to let nobody wear that.
Well, you got to call them and talk to them about that. I know what my Dolphins is doing. I know Bob Greasy number retired. I know Dan Quinn
number 8. Who wore number 8 for the Jets?
I don't know. I don't know what Tom and Slade is.
He wore 8. Remember, Joe Namath was 12, and Joe said you could wear 12, and Roger said, no, I'll wear 8.
Yeah, but then he made a hamburger. The hamburger should go and rip that number off. He should walk on that field and take that jersey off the man, boy. But I try to figure out what 49ers come then.
you get more of that to get to, you get a couple of the games,
that's the first game, man.
And you get more of that to get.
Win one game this year.
You're going to win a couple of games.
You might win eight. But you get told some cut skin this year too. I can let you know that now.
But I hope you're feeling better. I'm still trying to struggle back.
And I hope you feel better too, my brother.
Yeah, but I realize when you reach a certain age and you're going around your yard and even slippers on and you trip, 220 pounds would be going to the patio dead fast.
Yeah, boy, the patio is raised up.
You know, the first thing you do is you put your hands out to catch you.
And that's
then I break the pinky finger on my left hand and I break the next finger on my right hand.
Jesus. So you
and
walk.
Then my head hit the cement floor and I slide into the side of the wall in the house. So my head had a camoli bump and a cut on top. My forehead had this big bruise. My nose gets scraped.
You can't tell nobody your friend, she ain't beat you up.
The thing is, you should see me trying to get back up. I had to push myself back, bend my legs at the end of the patio and muscle up from there. I could hold on to the chain link fence. But by the time I reached down to Flamingo Guardian, got a clinic, that Saturday morning, the doctor said, well, you got to get to the hospital right away. We can't deal with you down here. When they start calling an ambulance from 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1:30, I'm still in Flamingo Garden, no ambulance available. When I reach the hospital, they ain't got no wheelchair to put me in.
Sparky, I hope they find me the next time you go, all right? But we got to get to the break, but I appreciate you, man. I hope you feel better.
I hope you feel better, too, man.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow. Be safe. All right, so yeah, Pearly, I can be honest with you. Sparky and the Steeler Nation, they got to get used to a little more breaks being beat off them a couple of times this year.
Low and beaten coming.
They may win a few, but I tell you,
8. I think they probably win about 8 games, 7-8 games.
Now, we got the final 10 today with Rich Eisen and his top 10 rankings in the NFL. Me, personally, I have seen another one that's been issued out, and I'll share it with you, and then we'll compare.
Not Stephen A. Smith's only.
No.
Stephen A. Smith had a good one, man.
Yeah, I know. The NFL power rankings according to
you only get because let me hear this. I know why you picked
number
this
10, the Los Angeles Chargers. Number 9, the Buffalo Bills. I don't know how the Chargers nor the Bills could be in that equation, and they lost.
Okay.
And the Bills didn't look that good in the process of losing. Number 8, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, they won. They should be there. Number 7, the Detroit Lions. They won a big one. They should be there. Number 6, the Baltimore Ravens. They're there. I don't know how long they can last because they're injured across the board.
Yeah.
Caller, I see you. We'll get to you in a second. Number 5, the Miami Dolphins. Number 4, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 3, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 2, the Philadelphia Eagles. And number 1, the San Francisco 49ers.
How Kansas City get there? That's on paper.
Thank you.
They have a loss. They're 0-1. On paper, yes, but in terms of reality, and like Stephen A. Smith said, Stephen A. had the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, I think, who else? Philadelphia, and then, Detroit or somebody. I can't remember who he had there. I sent it to you.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. While you pull that up, we'll go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Yeah, man, Yankee. Listen, I really enjoyed your conversation you always having with respect to sports. I only wish, and I don't want people to say I'm attacking Sparky, but you got to understand, when that time passed where you didn't get in the face over to discuss matters of national interest, and you don't have anything else to contribute to sports, just wait for another day. Stay up there. Other questions want to listen. They don't necessarily have something to contribute.
You know, Sparky, good though. You know, he set me and Burley up, right? He started talking about the Steelers at first. And how bad the Steelers get me, then the next thing I know, we going up that road. I know. It's all good, though.
He knows the sports always set aside for sports. He knows that well.
I got to figure out.
I have something to contribute, Naughty. And if that 5 o'clock hour passed me, I don't bother to call.
I think me and Pelly need to put together a game show between you all callers. You know what I mean? Because between you and GNN and Sparky and Sea Island today, we could have a good 2-on-2 duel right here.
you have a program. Your program is first hour, deal with all national issues. Second hour,
we talk sports.
Good man.
Good stuff.
And so the callers got to understand that.
I appreciate everybody listening, though. I appreciate you chiming in. And
all right, y'all take care, man.
No,
really right into what y'all were saying, and then bang, he buzzed right in about what happened there, where he fall by the fence and all that kind of
thing. Yeah, but we going back to right when we was talking about football and these power rankings and how a team like Kansas City, who took a big L, could be the number three ranked team in the power rankings.
See, that's why I like Stephen A. Smith. He got the 49ers
number one. Y'all take care,
be
guys.
Safe, man, and listen. Okay. Big Yankee, right. you get it to Hank Steinbrenner. Open up the checkbook this offseason. We need to buy a championship. Next year this time, we ain't trying to go through that.
No. Obviously, this is the... I can't... This isn't just a dismal year. This year, there's something called existing and non-existent. The Yankees literally did not exist this year. Okay?
Yeah, for real. I with you.
All right, sir.
So, Stephen A. Smith. Number 5, the Eagles. Number 4, the Browns. Number 3, the Dolphins. Number 2, the Cowboys. And number 1, the 49ers.
Well, you know why Stephen A. did that.
But you know what he did say?
Clickbait just to goofy us Cowboys.
But you know what he did say? This is my week 1 rankings. Things could change next week.
Right.
So some guy wanted to put Detroit in there. Understand. Some guy wanted to put Kansas City. He said, why would you put Kansas City in the top 5 and you lost?
You might be in the top 10.
I'm basing who's the best team this week. Next week, that can change. And so you can't have Kansas City at the top. Kansas City's not the number 3 team right now because they 0-1.
Phone ringing. This might be Big Chief. Let's see if this Big Chief chiming in. Talking ahead to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's going on now? What's happening?
What's going on? That's what's going on.
That was a big letdown. It's like, oh man, that's
you know why? Because he's supposed to be in the studio paying his bet, and he out there,
And I came in here especially just to see you today, Mystery.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, Pearly? What's happening, Naughty?
What's going on, Mystery? What's going on with you, man?
Listen, I'm listening. Now, Pearly, the reason why Kansas City is up there because they got the number 1 quarterback in the league.
I'm not disputing that, but the ranking.
And he could have won that game, but he was just giving his wide receivers an opportunity to do what they were supposed to do.
If my auntie had certain parts, she would be my uncle. All I said to you is, this week's rankings, they're not in the top 5 because they lost. Now, next week they win, let's talk about that.
And next week they might be right there. They Chris Jones signed a contract. Travis Kelce's going to play this week. Problem solved in Kansas City.
And so next week is a different number. This week,
okay,
they're not in the top 5.
Question. Why would they put San Francisco for number 1?
We can argue that whether the Cowboys, who should be number 1, or we can argue that. But San Francisco.
I don't know why the 49ers is up there. But
the difference with that is the 49ers put up a dominating performance on both sides of the ball.
Okay, give me your top
5.
They
did it against a non-playoff team.
Pearly, give me your top 5 pick, and Naughty, give me your top 5 pick.
My top 5 pick right now?
I don't want
to say it because I got to drink something to wash this.
Say what you got to say.
You go to my mouth when I say this.
Say what you got to say.
I would put right now, based on, and this is only for this week now, I put the Cowboys as number 1. I put the
Dak Prescott. Something wrong.
Listen to me. Hear me carefully.
You asked the minus five, right?
Listen to me carefully.
Be your five in a minute.
Listen to me carefully. I didn't say they're the number one team in the NFL this year. You know, I said they're the number one team this week. I'm going this week for week.
I still wouldn't put the
Cowboys 44 to nothing over a playoff team over
a flimsy performance.
No, no, hold on. It doesn't matter.
In a rainstorm.
And as a team, well, I'm not looking at what one person does. Because if we look at what one person does, I could go say the Dolphins is the best team in the league because Tua put up 466 yards. But what I'm saying
now
is...
No, but
I'm saying I got Dallas is number one. I got the 49ers is number two. I got listen to me. You asked my opinion, right?
No, you got fish poison, not naughty.
Listen to me carefully. I got the Cowboys number one. I got the 49ers number two. I got the Dolphins number three. I got the Eagles number four. And I got Detroit number five.
Well, here's mine. Similar to Purdy. Number five, Detroit. I mean, number five, Philadelphia. Number four, Detroit. I think the issue with Philadelphia is the two offensive coordinators and the defensive coordinator who made the departures. That's some pains for Philadelphia right there.
Okay.
Got them at number five. Detroit, big win coming out on Thursday night, beating Kansas City in Kansas City. Momentum game. Dan Campbell's done a lot to change the mindset and the culture of that team. And they're young, and they're crazy, and they come in to play football. The number three team I will put there solidly would be the Miami Dolphins. Big win over the Chargers. Another playoff team last year.
Good with that.
All right. Number two. Now, listen. I was going to go ahead and put
the Eagles in that.
I put them at number five, Detroit at number four, Miami at number three. I was going to put my own Cowboys at number two because until you can beat the San Francisco 49ers, you got to go number two. But because of the stinking 49er fans trying to discredit the Cowboys the minute after we won that game because they saw a big juggernaut looking at them and we pitched 40 and shut the other team out and they only got up 7 points, it started. So because my boys like Megaton and Sonic and System and all
you
y'all Rudy, shut up, it's my show, wait for my pick. And here comes, and now San Francisco is number two and Dallas is number one because of the stinking San Francisco haters. That's what.
Let me hear your five now, Mystery.
Let me hear your five.
Let me hear your five, Mystery.
Let me hear your five. I write a book because I'm capable of writing a book, Mystery. You just dropped yourself, Mystery. See how Mysteries go?
Or you call drop it.
He drop out. He run out of minutes or he drop because he didn't want to give us his picks. Probably got the same picks as us.
No.
And he trying to switch.
I understand it. I understand. The reason why I put Miami as number three because Miami gave up 34 points.
That's fair enough.
And I didn't like that they gave up 30. While we did shut Hurts down to 220 yards passing, they put up 200, almost the same amount of yards rushing on us. And that did not help. That I did not like that. Is this Mystery calling back? I didn't like that, so that's why I have the Dolphins at number three. I got Philadelphia as number four because they're the defending Super Bowl champs and they won. And then I like what Detroit did against Kansas City. That's this week. That may change next week.
Yeah, but I stand by what I said. I was going to put the 49ers number one just because 2 years in a row we couldn't beat them.
Yeah.
But the gang of smack talk by my 49er friend, take your stinking San Francisco 99er behind and go in second.
Let's
number
see this,
two.
Mr. Medusa, this, I wanted this Mystery calling back.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Why are you only listening to my five picks?
You shut up.
No, you're falling up. No, don't even go there.
No, that was accidental.
Give me your five picks.
Who's your five?
My five is Kansas City Chiefs, 49ers.
What rank? Kansas City's five?
Number one. I'm starting from one.
All right.
I'm starting from one. Kansas City, 49ers, Philadelphia, Miami Dolphins, and Detroit. That's my five.
All right, let me ask you.
He didn't even put Dallas in there.
Why would you put Kansas City number one?
I mean, he's putting the Cowboys there.
Is this your
Cowboys is number six.
This is your number one team for the week or your number one team for the season? Because I can't, how you could put Kansas City number one and Kansas City 0-1?
That's fine with me. I know Kansas City have the best quarterback.
But listen to
Kansas
me.
Kansas City have the best quarterback in the league.
If the playoffs start today, Kansas City don't make the playoffs. So how you going to have them as number one?
Yes, that's hypothetical. The Chiefs have the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, but the best quarterback didn't perform like that on last week and did not win.
That's my top five pick for the first eight games of the season.
Oh, you going for the first eight games of the season?
Yes, the first eight.
All right. Okay, no problem. I can let that one ride. Okay, no problem.
But, and Dallas is number six.
Okay, good.
All right.
And I'm telling you, and I'm telling you right now, you're number one, and I'm sending you the number one sign. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, there, Mystery. Be safe. All right, buddy.
I just can't get over how the your brother. I mean, I know he's in the pharmaceutical business. I know he travels a lot. But my goodness, I can't hear from him. Kansas City get beat. He can't call in.
All right, hold on. Naughty. It says, hey, Naughty, I hope I think you will hear from KC Chiefs before the show is over. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's in order?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Boyle?
Right there, brother. What you saying?
Hey, Boyle, you really cautious, boy. You're passive. I don't know why you could do that, man. Listen.
What happened? What I do?
Got to be number one.
What
why?
I do?
Let me show you that.
Oh, Jesus. Right? Why they got to be number one?
Dolphins, watch this. They win their game, right? Tulo is player of the week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving set a record that nobody never did the first game into the playoffs, into a regular season. First playoff game, he set a record. How in the world that can be the number one team for the week?
Because of putting up 34 points and allowing Ron Eckler to put 117 yards on me and run all over us.
They put up 36 points. They win.
Yeah. I know a team that put up 40 and didn't allow
but
none.
But, you know, Stephen A. Smith said this morning, you got to put up 30 points to beat the Dolphins.
And that's nobody trying to figure out why you all put Dolphins number three.
Because I thought Dallas was dominating of the New York Giants, that's which was a playoff team.
They dominated on defense.
That's fine. They still dominated the game. And they're not just defense.
They only scored two touchdowns on defense. They scored another 26 on offense.
They scored, exactly, plus the special teams played well. And then the 49ers.
If you had the number one, you had the quarterback would win player of the week.
Yes. What our defense rank? What was our defense rank?
What set a record, right?
I accept that. I accept that.
Ever.
But football is a team sport, and it's
but y'all were one minute and 45 seconds away from losing that game.
Couple minutes in the defense.
Hold on. You were 1:45 away from losing the game.
Listen to me. Listen, 1:45 away from losing is 1:45 away from winning.
A point.
No.
All right, give me a go either way.
No, stop. Let me tell you why I said that. At that point, it was 36-34 Miami with 1:45 left. Right. Herbert had a minute and 45 to get a field goal that could have won the game.
Right.
Okay?
Listen to what you say. Cut up. What take place? Defense.
And
that's
I said, it's a game
defense
they could have lost. They didn't.
But
they
show up in the last minute of the game. Yes, they did show up in the last minute of
the
game. The
difference between Miami and the Cowboys and the 49ers, it didn't take the Cowboys or the 49ers 1:45 to go and face a field goal to win. They dominated from the first quarter. Them games was over.
Okay. Who they play it?
The 49ers beat the playoff team in the San Francisco, the New York Giants, a team
Cowboys beat the Giants. The 49ers beat the Steelers, who didn't make the playoffs last year and got growing pains this year.
But anyhow, I just think that the Dolphins should get.
And you're a Dolphin fan, you should think that way.
Yeah.
If I were a Dolphin fan, I think that way too.
After we beat up on the Patriots this week and see how others do, I may be calling the Dolphins number one team. While I am a Dolphin fan, I'm probably a bigger Dolphin fan than you've ever been in your life. I'm a 51-year Dolphin fan. That don't mean I can't be on this show, be real, and call a spade, and be objective.
Hey, and Carla, that was good stuff, too. I like your 2 points that you made about Tyreek Hill and about Tua. Good points.
Yeah. No, it's a good argument. I guess my only thing is the only reason I didn't put the Dolphins number one is because I didn't like what the defense did.
Pearly, I'm glad you are a sensible Dolphin. No one wants to talk about the points Chargers put on the Dolphins. And that Chargers defense isn't that good.
No. Defense is pretty good.
But they ain't putting it together. We have good players, but they ain't putting it together.
Yeah, they may not because they may be able off. They was thrown off, and I think the Chargers got an all-pro defensive end.
Anyway, I see the time. We got to get to the break. We got to get to Rich Eisen's top 10 taking us home. Good stuff today, Pearly.
Well, we had so much fun. You know, picks?
We got to run, man.
Well, just one pick. Dodgers over the Padres today.
And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
And the Yankees over the Red Sox.
Power, because like snap, power. You got the power.
I don't understand power.
Exactly, DJ.
Like, power means good.
I know. So why don't we call them the good team rankings?
Why don't you why change the name to it?
It might not be a team.
Rich Eisen's good team rankings.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, but
that's totally fine.
No. I get it.
They're your power
I get
rankings.
It. And I
said so they're your good team rankings.
And I,
these are my good team rankings. That's a really
yeah. Kind of like tongue. That. That's power. Very
you know.
These teams, you just made the list.
These teams have power.
Power.
They're really good.
You're weak.
And I did see you know people are interested.
Rich tried to tell you that
super fun special team rankings.
It's not enough.
No, not good enough.
I don't like
doesn't
it.
Have that.
Oomph. All right.
I like the good.
Hit it in my first in-season power rankings.
This is my power rankings. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
Yes. Yes.
And the bells are back.
These rankings have power.
Yes.
And it is in ascending order of powerful team rankings.
I think I'm going to like this, too.
The team with the 10th most power.
This is going to be great.
On my rankings.
What dumb team are you going to put in this top 10?
New to the list are your Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Call them elves all you want.
They should be higher.
Call them elves all you want.
But
they took care of business against Cincinnati again. And if they can run it down your throat, and if you are struggling on offense and you wind up giving them a lead of a score or two scores, they could put you to sleep because they got the Grim Reaper with his sickle coming for your quarterback and Myles Garrett. Jim Schwartz is coordinating the defense. The Browns fans are like, wait a minute. We have a DC that we're not going to be bitching about 24-7, 365. So I don't know what they're going to be complaining about next, but they didn't have anything to complain about week one. They're number 10 on my power rankings. Number 9, moving up one spot, are the Baltimore Ravens. They are number 9 on this list. It's interesting that they say they're not going to go outside the family to go replace J.K. Dobbins when people like Kareem Hunt and Leonard Fournette are sitting at home. But we'll see. And I can't wait to see them against Cincinnati in Cincinnati in week 2. Well, they're licking their wounds, and the Ravens can come to make them 0-2, and not just 0-2, but one of those hard 0-2 in divisions. So in division, number 9 are the Ravens. Down 2 spots, number 8 on this list are the New York Jets. I'm still keeping them in my top 10. They the win.
Why?
Because they have a championship quality defense that will come for you.
But they have a bottom 5 quarterback.
I got it. Number 8 on this list are the New York Jets. They are absolutely a team that can absolutely go ahead and beat you on defense and clearly on special teams and also make plays on offense with a run game and an offensive line. All they got to do is just have their quarterback make some layups. Number 7 on this list, down 3 spots, are the Buffalo Bills. I'm putting the Bills above the Jets. I'm saying to you that I still believe in Josh Allen. I don't know. What do we got? Meditation? What can we do? Some sort of daily affirmation? Should he go see Stuart Smalley and look in a mirror? Because gosh darn it, people do like him. Mm-hmm. And the defense is only going to get better. Hopefully Vaughn comes back soon. I like their improved run game. You know, Gabe Davis is still somewhat invisible. I mean, are we going to just see that one game in the playoffs from 2 years ago? Because I know in my world, he's still fantasy dining off on that one.
Yep.
But let's just see it. We didn't see much of Dalton Kincaid yet either. I still believe the Bills are a top 7 team. They're down 3 spots. Up 2 spots are the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that they are going to go and welcome in Kansas City, and this is going to be lit. And I kind of feel like they're going to win this football game.
Really?
I'm feeling it. I don't know if I'm going to pick it.
I can feel it.
I need to see if Kelsey is going to come back. Chris Jones is back in the fold. I think he'll have the proverbial one snap to get ready. And I like them. They're number 6 on my list, up 2 spots. Number 5 on this list, new to the list, are your Miami Dolphins. I think that they showed everyone that as long as Tua doesn't have to hold on to the ball, he's going to get rid of it and protect himself. The Tua Jitsu worked in Los Angeles to the tune of 466 yards. And as long as he doesn't have to throw onto it and just get rid of it on time, good luck defending Tyreek Hill. Good luck defending Tyreek Hill,
who is unguardable right now. Charles Woodson was on the What the Football podcast as the inaugural guest. Later on in the show, we'll play you the soundbite. He flat out said there isn't somebody in the league who can cover him one-on-one right now. No one. There's not a human on the planet that can go ahead and just say, I got him, and erase him. And he's going to have to face Sauce Gardner twice this year. It'll be fascinating to see how teams can defend the Dolphins. Certainly, my eyes are peeled Sunday night with the New England Patriots in that mix. Number four on this list, down two spots are the Chiefs. I'm not taking any cheese, even though I just said they're going to be 0-2. I still think that they're going to win the AFC. They got to get Kelce back, my goodness. And man, Kadarius Toney, please catch the ball. And until you do, you may not troll Giants fans. You're out of that business, please. That's number four on the list. Number three on the list, down two spots, are the Philadelphia Eagles. They were number one in my book going in. They're now number two coming, down two spots coming out. I can't wait to see what they do Thursday night against the Vikings. That is going to be fascinating to me. Get the ball to Dallas Goedert, please. That is something that Belichick clearly took away. We will see what they can do. Number two on this list, up five spots, are the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, come on.
I have the Dallas Cowboys number two on this list. I need to see them.
They didn't play a real team, TJ.
That's right. I won't say the Giants aren't a real team. I will say that they are a team.
They got a $40 million quarterback.
I understand. I just want to see.
For each point Dallas
I want to see Dallas. I want to see Dallas. I want to see Dallas against the defense that the Jets are going to bring. And then Dallas, after that, they are taking on, let me get this right here, they're at Arizona. Home for New England at San Francisco. So I think there are going to be some tests upcoming, obviously, at San Francisco being the biggest on a Sunday night because they are my number one team on this list. And I know Dallas pitched a shutout in New York. What San Francisco did in Western PA was a total ass kicking.
Might as well have been a shutout.
No other way to describe it. And they hardly did a thing with Debo. Hardly did a thing with Kittle. Bosa comes back, and even with him, not up to full speed, apparently. They were buzzing everywhere. McCaffrey had a superb game. And Purdy showed that this is the reason why they're like, oh, yeah, it's him. The battle's for number two, everybody. And the San Francisco 49ers are the number one team on my power rankings list entering week two. So that's my power rankings. I know you had a problem. You had a problem with the lower part of it, huh? Who would you have put in the top 10 that I didn't? By the way, the two teams that I had fall out completely are the Seahawks and the Bengals. I took the Bengals from five out. I could not.
That's
keep
fair.
Them.
That's
I
fair.
Couldn't, were, even though I still believe in
really
them.
Bad.
Even though I still believe in them, I just can't take a team that barely showed. For the lack of a better phrase.
You could have had Green Bay in there.
Instead of who?
Instead of the Jets.
Okay.
You could have had Cleveland a little higher.
I think the Jets defense is better than Green Bay's, even though we saw what Green Bay did to Chicago.
No Lions in there, right?
No, I still didn't put them in there.
So,
I guess I could have.
I mean, they did beat the Chiefs.
I could have.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a...
Baltimore wasn't that impressive in their win. Lamar didn't look great at all, really. I might have had Cleveland higher, Jets out, Packers and Lions in.
I take all notes and considerations.
But Miami, that's a good spot for them. You might have had them higher in Kansas City. They were just so impressive.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to do week to week. I want to think long term, and the Lions should
be
in here.
Well, you're doing the power rankings
but
wrong.
It's a week to week.
It's too bad. No, it's not a week to week thing. I want to look long term as well. I want these to be like when you look back weeks later, go, okay, he was on it.
You care too much about being right. Power rankings aren't about being right.
I know.
We're
I like to be right.
The moment.
Well, the one thing is, you know, I have been singing the Lions' praises. I should have put him in there.
I think that was the only thing that surprised me out of your list.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not surprised you put Dallas, too. Look, the 49ers are a hurdle we've yet to clear. So I've got no problem with you having them higher.
Also, honestly, the Cowboys' offense wasn't that great. Dak wasn't that impressive. Tony Pollard as advertised, but that was just a defensive game that was kind of over in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. The Lions did look terrific on opening night.
Yeah.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.